You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, straight to the people. Kind of a bizarre little factoid that David and Evan found. And it's just, look, for all the discussion about regression in the Bill Barnwell article, the idea of the Lions not making the playoffs just seems a little much, like a bridge too far. They are the most bet on team in football to not make the playoffs. Yes, odds play a role in that. You're getting plus 160 versus, oh, the Browns aren't going to make it. That's minus 5,000. So I want to know, does that kind of tap into some of the concerns you have, but you haven't wanted to say it? For all my discussion of taking a step back, I do think Vegas is over under is solid, 10.5. I'd lean to the over a little bit. But a step back, I think regression's absolutely coming. But the playoffs? Let's go to Drew, Roseville, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, boys?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I hope you had a good time at your racing venue.
Amazing.
I'm sure you did.
Tremendous. Thank you. So what do you make of this?
I got to be honest with you, Mike. I can see it. I dread it happening, but new offensive coordinators. Offensive line, you lost two guys. And it looks like your center looks like he's coming out of the gate with a little bit of a limp. You got two of your cornerstone defenders coming back off injury. One's not going to be back till Thanksgiving Day. Your schedule is a freaking gauntlet in the first 10 games. Let's just get that out there. Mm-hmm. So I can visibly see them coming out, and I don't want to put it out in the universe, Mike, but having to make a big run in the second half of the season to make this playoffs, man. I mean, I can see it happening. God forbid, and I'm not going to mention anybody's name, somebody gets hurt. You know what I mean? So, and I know you said put that aside, but
yeah, no.
You know, because injuries all happen, but you know, we don't have anybody in the stable if he goes down. You know what I mean?
No. And look, that goes for any team. That's why I always just say, hey, you know what? Leave that to the side and let's approach it the other way. Anybody loses their quarterback, you're in deep duty. So I'm with you, but yeah, look, the concerns are there, but for it to be this, here's the one piece in that Barnwell thing, Drew, that I think could produce this. If you tell me that the injuries they had defensively last year shift their way offensively, and not to the same level. Factually speaking, it's a cool little factoid. It's sad, but it's also cool. They had the sixth most injured defense in the last 20 years of football. I'd hate to see the top five. But if you have that level of injuries, but it happens to the offense, and it's an Amon-Ra or a Sewell or a Laporta, forget about Goff. You do not have the type of quarterback that, as much as we like Goff, he is not going to function without three out of every four of his weapons being there. If you took heavy losses on offense, I think it would open this pathway. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Glasgow getting rolled up on, and all of a sudden you started looking and going, well, who would start at center week one? And some reports had an undrafted free agent. You have three, four injuries on offense. Not 40, three or four. Because remember, last year, you only missed a grand total of 10 starts on offense. Three by Montgomery, three by Decker. The other four were singular games by four people. Well, what if you have... So, like, look, the Chargers already lost their best offensive lineman for the season in Rashawn Slater. Gone for the year. Now, you have a couple of those... Then it starts to make more sense. But short of that, no, I wouldn't be betting against this team to make the playoffs. Let's go to Devin, 97.1. Dev, what's going on?
Yo, yo, yo.
How are you?
Hey, good, good. So I was thinking, like, you almost have to define what a step back is when you're coming off, like, an historic season. I mean, well, obviously the playoffs suck, but to go 15-2 and win the NFC North and get them one seed, I think it's pretty safe to say we'll have a step back. I think most people agree.
Yes.
We can still win the division.
I think a step back, I've kind of defined it as this, Devin, and you can tell me if I'm crazy. The step back is at least three or four games. I think four. If you turn into an 11-win football team, that's a step back.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah. And that's totally feasible especially with, you know, you're playing that first place schedule again. So, and, you know, we don't get the AFC South this year. So I think a step back is definitely in order. But, you know, if you look at the talent on this team, take away coaching, do you think Ben Johnson and AG are going to make us, you know, four or five games worse? I don't think so. And then, I mean, in terms of the talent, we were half away a couple of years ago going to the Super Bowl. And we're a better team, more talented than we are then. So.
No,
I think the talent's there.
I think the talent's there, too. I think it's what surrounds it. And Devin, look, there is an element of this where there's a transition that takes place. You go from the hunter to the hunted.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody, you know, 2 years ago, you snuck up on a lot of people. And we were at the forefront of it. I mean, I was the idiot saying you're winning the division, you're winning a playoff game all that summer. Last year, yeah, Super Bowl. And we know why they fell short. But now... You've had to endure something that was your weapon. Your weapon was continuity. For 2 years, Ben Johnson turned down jobs. For 2 years, Aaron Glenn didn't get a job. You lose them both in the same offseason. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
the continuity of tackle, center, tackle up front, you had the same three players, bedrocks. You lose Ragnow, and I still think losing Zeitler is one of the most underreported things locally. That's a Pro Bowl guard, and he's gone. So there's just enough changes to the foundation of it. It makes you wonder. It does. I mean, like, David, right now, over under 10.5, would you just be no-brainer to the over, or is there any doubt to that under?
No, I've always been under. I've always believed 10 is their number this year.
Oh, dear.
So they still make the playoffs with it, but 10 is the number for me. Has been for a long time. Because I am concerned about the coordinators. I am concerned about the lack of depth on the defensive line. I just, those two mainly, mostly concern me.
248-539-9797. We go to Mike. He'll get the last word on it. We'll check the ticket text, get some football today. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how we doing?
Good, Mike. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
It's kind of basic. The game is won and lost on the line of scrimmage. You know, we don't have the same line anymore. That's where I think you're right on losing those personnel. We don't have the same. Just don't have it.
Yeah, look, the offensive line, Mike, is going to be something to watch for sure. Because Mahogany was great in two starts. And he was, but that's two starts. That's way different than being the full-time player. We have to see what Glasgow looks like at center. And yeah, you're starting a rookie. You know, Tate Ratledge is totally unproven. You hope it works out, but it's unproven. So you're right. It could be a major step back.
Decker's always fragile. He seems to be fragile. I mean, that guy, I'm surprised he's lasted this long. I really am. But if we can give time and open holes and it's vice versa, we can do things. But without it, I don't think we're going to get to 8 or 9 games. There's no way. No way with our schedule.
All right. Hey, look, Mike, I'm glad I did the topic for a reason. I wanted people to feed. You know, look, if you call a couple of the other shows and you say you think they're only going to win 9 or 10 games, they put you on the communist list. I'm not. I mean, I think there's a reason for some concerns. And after week 1 or 2, if it looks a certain way, I'll probably be right there with you. But I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt. Dan Campbell has done a hell of a nice job. There's a toughness about this team. And the culture's real. And look, teams have to knock them off too. This offense might have to carry some weight and figure it out early. Maybe the defense carries you for once. You know, the secondary is the strength of the team. Maybe the defense can carry the offense for once. And it might have to be that way the first 3-4 weeks. That's not uncommon in the NFL. So I think it's interesting. And also, too, I know we just need the games to get here. David, go ahead.
I'm concerned about the offensive line as Glasgow is a big downgrade from Ragnow. Someone else texts in and says, I think the one that I haven't heard yet, but is my biggest concern, is a healthy defense isn't an improvement from last year. You will already probably see a step back from the offense with losing Ben, but if the defense isn't significantly better, we are in trouble. They are lucky and will be lucky to hit 8-8. Or
good 80. God.
Schedule O-line week, and they did nothing to relieve Hutch from getting double teamed.
Hold on. Here, let me ask you this question. Because this has kind of become a consistent thing while we're talking about this. Do you think people have overlooked the offensive line concerns at large? Or do you think the doomsdayers are overestimating the impact?
No, I think it's been overlooked.
Okay.
I truly do. Because you have a rookie, second-year player, and Glasgow, who fans last year didn't like his play. And now all of a sudden he's moved to center.
I think he'll be better at center because you're helping than you're the sous chef, not the head chef.
That's true.
It'll help him.
Doug in Ypsilanti says the biggest concern, loss of Graham Glasgow at center. Do we have a viable replacement? So he's saying if he gets hurt, misses game.
No, the answer is no, you don't. I think you've got way better depth at tackle. Because at some point, I got news for you. You're going to have to start rotating Manu in. You're going to have to get him a few reps here and there. He's got to be ready to play. And that's going to happen. There's going to come a time where somebody gets rolled up on and they're out for a series. So, no, I think they've got some level of depth, but it's not what it's been.
There is definitely a way for the Lions to not make the playoffs, and it's the health, again, of the offensive line. But this time they say Taylor Decker misses a couple games a season every season. If he's out four, maybe six games this year, we are in big trouble.
Yeah, and look, Decker's kind of the next guy. I mean, he's going to be 32 this year, and he's a warrior. I mean, Decker's been a really nice player for you. But just like I talked about Ragnow, I don't think there's any guarantee moving forward that Decker, he automatically comes back. This guy has had a lot of injuries. He's tough as nails. He's done a hell of a good job as a player for you. But you get into your 30s, you've made all the money. It's not what it used to be, man. You're not going to see linemen hanging around at 37 years old. There's only a few of them. This has turned into a real young man's game. And with the money they paid Sewell, I would not be surprised. Not that it has any impact on this season. It wouldn't shock me in the least at some point if they needed to create some money. You would get rid of Decker, move Sewell to left tackle to further justify what he gets paid. And now I got my blindside protector for the next 7-8 years. That's where I think it ends up going. But for this year, no. If either of your tackles gets hurt, you're going to have some real problems. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.